At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you. And we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi there, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm glad that you're here, and I'm excited, over excited, actually, to have my guest on tonight. He is a medical intuitive. He has been published in medical papers. He works alongside doctors, chiropractors, you name it. He's recognized by them. They respect him. His name is Jace Dindal, and he is with us tonight. And I am, like I said, pumped up. And I really feel like the Spirit's going to do something tonight in our lives. My life, your life, our lives. We're all hooked together, so I definitely see that. So if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that. By calling us at 347-327-9316. He will be doing some readings. He's also one of the medical intuitives only, as far as we know, that do readings. So if you have a medical problem that you're wanting some answers about, then he's the guy to help you with that. Okay? But right now, let's go ahead and I'm going to pull the card for the show. I always do this. There's just steps that we do. The card for the show is the Gaia card, and it comes from my Gaia deck. And it's the achievement card. And it says, keep focused on your dream. This must be dream day, because every time I got in my car today, I heard songs focusing on dreams. Never to give up on your dreams. Never, you know, dreams. So Spirit's trying to tell us something tonight, and so never give up. You know, it might look impossible. It might look impossible. Maybe you have a big dream, and maybe right now it looks impossible. It looks like it's never going to happen. But I know one thing, and one thing that I'm certain about. I might not be certain about a lot of things in my life, but there's one thing that I am certain about. And the one thing that I'm certain about is that the Spirit within me, there's nothing they can't do. It's not limited by our limited belief systems. It's not limited by our fears. It's not limited by anything. So there's nothing they can't do. So never give up on your dreams. Never, ever, ever give up on your dreams. I think Winston Churchill said that, you know, never, ever, ever give up. Because I know there's been times in my life that I wanted to give up, and I was really at that edge of giving up. And then right when I was at that edge of giving up, the breakthrough came. So never, ever give up, all right? Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and open with a song, and then we'll get Jay on here. But let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you've done for me already in this day. I've been looking forward to this moment. Because in this moment, I believe that you're going to do wonderful and marvelous things. Because that's who you are. And that's who we are in you. Marvelous things. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your presence right now that I'm beginning to feel. And Father, Mother, God, before I pray for my listeners, I want to pray for Jay right now. I pray for Mr. Sedino, and I pray that you would just move in his life right now. Whatever is on his heart, that you would have him share that with us. And Father, Mother, God, just work through him tonight. Let us both move out of the way right now and work through us to help the listeners, those people that are listening to us right now, the people that have already called in. Give us the wisdom and the words to help them tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for listeners right now. I pray that you would just touch them, meet their needs physically, emotionally, whatever needs they have, meet those. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the healing that is taking place in our lives even right now. Because you're always working, you're always moving, and I thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray for our world, that you would just heal it, that you would just move in every area of our planet and touch lives tonight. And Father, Mother, God, we say all these things. We surround ourselves with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. We will be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Tell your friends we're on. Next is Jay will be here with us. So we'll be right back after this song. Do not go anywhere. Okay. I'm flying a little blind tonight. I don't have anybody answering the call. So hopefully the number I'm getting ready to click on is my guest. So I'm going to click on 623, and hopefully you're Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hello. Hello. Good evening.
Hi. How are you? I'm used to having people here with me and and running the phones for me. So tonight I don't have that. So I was like, I hope that this is it. So how are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Doing well. It was a nice introduction. Thank you. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, no problem. I'm honored to have you here with us. Now, could you tell us? I know a little bit about you, but for anybody listening, just give us a little bit of rundown of who Jay is.
Well, I'm a medical intuitive, which means that I'm strictly in the health field, and I try and help people with figuring out what their illnesses are by looking at their energy. Doctors do a diagnosis, a physical diagnosis. I do not. I am not a doctor. I have no medical training. In fact, I've gone out of my way to avoid it because I don't want to be influenced by anything, by people's symptoms or diagnoses. But I try and do a diagnosis, if you will, use the term loosely, through watching one's energy move.
Okay.
And that's basically what I do. Energy doesn't lie. You just have to be able to see it. And then from that, you hope that your approach is a good one.
Okay. Now, the question that I would have, Jay, is, you know, in the situation that we're in tonight, can you do that over the phone? Can you still see, you know, can you still do this through, you know, phone lines and stuff?
Yes. In fact, I do almost 100% of my readings by phone. I'm reading all over the U.S. I read about, currently I'm in about 8 countries around the world, and that might sound impressive. It's really not to me. Distance is not relevant.
Okay.
I just hear a person's first name and their age, and then I want to hear their question. And for some reason, the energy just seems to be pretty clear to me to look at. It looks similar to like an X-ray, black and white X-ray.
Right.
And I really can't explain how I can do it without meeting the person, other than I don't need to see a person in the flesh. I just need to see their energy.
Right. And that's pretty cool. I mean, now how did you get into this? How did you get started of doing this? I mean, how did you find out that you were able to do this?
Well, there was certainly wasn't by desire. I wasn't seeking any of it out. I had no intentions of doing this kind of work. I was a young man, 20, 21 years old, and this is 40 years ago. And I had joined a small non-denominational Christian type of church. And it was a small congregation of people. The preacher took a liking to me and convinced me that someday on a Sunday when he schedules his baptisms that I ought to go through that. And it really wasn't anything that I desired. In fact, I told him no. I just didn't want to do a public baptism. And he worked on me a little bit more, and finally I did it. And it was after that baptism, probably the next day, where I could see a very strange moving type of energy in people. And so I've always contributed my gift to the baptism, and it's a God-given gift. But I don't like to throw around the word God-given gift too much, because then people think you're 100% accurate because God gave it to you. And it's not true. I don't know anybody that's 100% accurate in anything other than God. So I carry a high percentage rate. I'm good at what I do, or I wouldn't do it. But you know, there's always a margin of error.
All right. Now, and also, you and I have talked, and now you were a law enforcement officer for many years of your life. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, I was.
Yeah. And now, was it, you know, was it different when they started knowing that you were a little intuitive and stuff? How did they accept you, or how did that go in your life during that period?
It went surprisingly well, although there were some bumps. You know, I could tell there were lots of folks looking at me a little differently than they did before. They were talking about me, behind
right.
my back. Some would talk to my face and tell me that they admired me kind of coming out of the closet, if you could use that term a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, just expressing and sharing with people that what I could do and not let the police side of me discourage it.
Right.
I had many officers ask me for private readings and for their families. Some of them would say, but please don't tell anybody else that I asked you.
Right.
Because, you know, police are kind of conservative, and it's a black and white with police. You know, we always see things, it's either against the law or it's not. You're either right or you were wrong. There's not a
right.
whole lot of gray area. And in my
right.
field, you know, it's completely the flip side of that. So,
right.
you know, and it's also a sensitive side. You know, intuitives, mediums like yourself, you know, we all have, there's a sensitive side to us in order to do this kind of work, in order
right.
to let the energy come through. And police don't show that soft side.
Right. I mean, well, they can't really show that soft side too much. But, you know, but I'm glad that you do and did. Because I feel like that you have an amazing gift. You know, when I was telling my listeners the other day when we were talking about you, I said, you know, that I talked to you and your energy is just awesome. I can almost feel like coming through the phone. It's almost like you're here in the room with me. And that's pretty awesome. And now you've been published. You work alongside. The one thing I want my listeners to know is that you work alongside doctors and physicians and people like that. Is that correct? You work alongside.
That's true, Michael. There's all kinds of intuitives. There's many medical intuitives.
Right.
I have always seemed to follow the course of wanting to work with the medical profession. I've always been very close with them. I've spent time in clinics, hospitals,
right.
doctor's offices. I, to this day, still work with medical doctors, natural practitioners as well,
right.
all forms and shapes of doctors. I've read practically every type of physician, too, incidentally. But I have. I've spent 40 years of just working very close with the medical profession.
Okay. Now, when you started working, you know, this might be interesting. I mean, I think it's interesting for me to find this out. Now, when you first approached a physician, when you first started working with them, did they accept you right away, or was there a little bit of, okay, we're not sure about that?
I'm not sure about that. They would take me in their private office, close the door, and ask me questions, ask
right.
me to read patients that I had not met, seen, or spoke with. Just to see how accurate I was and to see if I was the real deal or was I a fake, a fraud, and a phony. And I
right.
didn't mind any of this. I never have. I've never mind anybody questioning whether or not what I do, I can do it or I'm faking it. You know,
right.
I mean, everybody, before you hire somebody or before you want somebody to work with you, you know, you want to know how good or if they're any good. And
right.
so I never minded any of that. But, no, there was quite a bit of testing going on with me.
Right. Well, yeah, because you know, again, you know, you talked about black and white with, you know, law enforcement, you know, physicians and those kind of people, I think, are the same way. You know, they're very logical. It has to make sense or it's not real. And so, you know, for the one thing that I've seen, and maybe you could comment on this too, is I believe that the way medical people are looking at energy and stuff has changed over the years and continually is changing. I feel like they're becoming more open with this. Would you agree on that?
I would. Totally. People are much more aware of that, that we have energy. The plants have energy.
Right.
Every living source has energy. When it dies, of course, the energy leaves the body at that point. But until your heart stops or until the plant dies, I mean, there is energy. We are surrounded by energy. The world is in the universe has dealing with lots of energy. So, and we've become more and more aware of this.
Right, definitely. Now, the one thing I want to go back to, and you mentioned this, and I found it very intriguing, and that's why I want to talk about it. You said that you feel like a lot of your gifts started opening up right after you got baptized. Now, how did you start feeling? Did you feel something different, or how did that work?
No, there was no sensation. There was no feeling. There was nothing. After the baptism, all I wanted to do was leave the church. It was you know, I was a young, strong-headed punk, you know, and you know, the machoism and everything. It just wasn't a place I wanted to be. But something kind of kept telling me to do this. It was like a void in my life. And so I went through with the baptism and did what the preacher wanted.
Right.
It was the next day, again, no special feelings. I, to this day, have never felt anything special. I don't see myself as different than others, although I understand when they do view me different than them. But I am just like anybody else. I've never experienced anything. I've never heard any voices in my head. I've never had any tingling in my fingers. I mean, I've just, nothing. I have been able to do is see an energy in people. And I see a very faint energy in most everybody all day long. I just don't pay much attention to it anymore. But as soon as I hear their first name and their age, it's almost like a handshake, I suppose. It's like meeting somebody at a party. You may never remember their name, but 15 years later, you'll never forget their face. There's just something about meeting someone. So I think it's almost like a handshake in a way. And right away, their energy becomes very clear at that point. And I'll just say, well, you know, did you have a health question? Or, you know, or let me tell you what's the matter with you. And because it's kind of clear. But again, I don't experience anything personally from it, other than it tires me out mentally.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because
it takes a lot of your energy too. Now you have wrote a book, is that correct? You have written.
I have. It's called The Way I See It, and it's not a whole lot about me, Michael. It's more about readings that I've done.
Right. Yeah. I'm actually going to purchase it here later, and because I was looking at it on Kindle, and it's pretty reasonable over on Kindle, just so people know that. But so now, how would we get your book? And talk a little bit about what your book is. I'm not going to tell people I know what your book's about, but I'd rather hear it from you. So go ahead.
Well, a few years ago, I was doing an international type of radio interview, somebody heard me do the interview, and she was a medical editor. She didn't write novels or biographies. She just edited medical books and called and asked me that when I do readings, do I document anything? And I said, yes, I read fast, I forget fast. So I have to write it down so I can repeat it back to the client.
Right.
And she says, do you save or throw them away? I said, oh, I save them. They're all stacked in my closet. You know, probably should pitch them. She said, don't. Let me come out and talk to you about it. She says, do you know Edgar Cayce? And I said, I've heard of him. I don't know a lot about him. She says, well, he died in 1945, and about 10 years later, the family didn't want a lot of his medical readings to be lost. So they printed a book or published a book putting his readings alphabetical, A through Z, A for acne, Z for zinc, and everything in between. And it wasn't really about him. It was just about his readings. And so if you had a symptom or a diagnosis or a problem, medical problem, you could thumb through his book under the proper letter and see what he said about others that had the similarities that you had. And maybe that he could his book could help you. And she says, we could do a book like that. And I said, well, that sounds interesting. So we did. It's not much about me. In fact, I don't think there's two pages in there really much about me, but it's about people that I've read, and I've put it all alphabetical in hopes that people that can't get me on the phone or wait for me can thumb through my book and find an answer to one of their illnesses or symptoms. So that's it. And you can get it on my website. I'm a medical intuitive, so it's easy to remember my website. It's medicalintuitive.com. And you can click on the book, and you can order it from my site. I don't sell the book. Ex Libris sells it. You mentioned that other company that sells it. I think it's on eBay or something. It's not hard to get, and it's not real expensive.
No, it's not. And I was actually, when I looked at the price today, I was sort of surprised.
What's it going for now? Because I don't even know.
Right now, today, when I checked it out over on Kindle, it was like, I think it was like $7.95, something like that, over on Kindle.
That's great. Do you download it, or will it come to you in the hard cover?
You can download it. onto your Kindle devices. So, yeah.
Interesting. That's great.
Yeah. I was looking for it, and I thought, man, yeah, because I was expecting it to be a little higher than that. So I was just like, okay. But, yeah, so I'm telling my listeners, you know, check it out because a lot of times, you know, you can't get, you know, maybe we can't get to you right away, and so we can, you know, look something up in the book and say, hey, you know, I'm having the same thing, and you know, because a lot of times in readings, you know, they're relevant to you as well. So I would tell people to check it out.
Yeah, well, what's kind of nice is you can pass it around the dinner table. Everybody's got something going on, you know, whether it's fungus or whatever, you know, or a sore throat. And you can just kind of pass it around the room and they'll find something in there for everybody.
Right, yeah, because I remember, it was funny, Jay, my grandmother, when I was little, this is one memory I have of her, she was always, there was like a medical book out at the time, and she was always going through that thing, you know, trying to find out what's wrong with her or whatever. And so, you know, the same thing. I thought it was just, you know, interesting. But we are going to do some, I guess you would like to do some readings. Would you like to do some on air? I mean,
I don't mind at all. If you've got a few folks there that have some questions, we can sure try and take care of them.
Okay. We're actually going to start with me. I'm going to be a little selfish to begin with, and we're actually going to start with me. And because I've been having something going on with me, and I'm just wondering if you could pick up on it. So, what do you need from me to?
Just your age.
Okay. The age of me is 53.
And if people do call in this evening, you know, if they go by a nickname or a partial name, like they go by Liz instead of Elizabeth or whatever, none of that matters to me. It only matters to you.
Okay.
So whatever you're comfortable with is fine with me. Okay? So if you like Michael, then I'm comfortable with it if you are. So.
Okay, yeah, Michael's fine.
Yeah, so what's going on?
Okay, I've been having a pain for months now on my right side. It's like lower right side.
Torso? Lower right torso, uh-huh.
Yes.
Go ahead. Is that it?
I ended up in the hospital like in October with it. The pain moved from my right side across to my left side, doubled me over, and I was in the hospital. They couldn't really figure out what was going on.
Uh-huh. Well, so you came out without a diagnosis or anything?
Yeah, they did not diagnose anything. They couldn't find...
Yeah, the reason why is because what's wrong with you isn't something they're going to see. There's nothing seriously wrong with you. You're having a almost like a gastral attack, but it's affecting some of the nerves as well. And you've got a couple organs that are all involved in this. But the colon, which is the larger part of the intestine, is definitely involved in this. I'm looking to see if there's the liver looks fairly good. You might have some pancreatic issues with this colon issue, but none of this is serious. It's almost like a nerve, or if you want to use the term neurological, I'd use the term neurological irritation. And it's caused by excessive gas that is affecting and starting to irritate the lining of your pancreas and the lining of your colon. Now, see, what's interesting about this is that I'm not in the medical profession, as crazy as that sounds,
right.
Because I don't want to be influenced by people's symptoms and stuff, so I've done everything I can to avoid knowing too much. When you've been doing it 40 years, you can't help but learn things, but I really do make an effort to avoid too much. So I don't know whether or not the pancreas can directly affect the colon or the colon can directly affect the pancreas. I've learned over the years that it's not important for me to figure that out. It's important for me to tell you what I see before I forget what I'm looking at.
Right.
So what you basically have, the reason why you couldn't be diagnosed is because what you had was had kind of gone away, and no one's going to see it on an X-ray.
Right.
If they had done a colonoscopy, I'm not even sure they would have seen the thing. because it kind of dissipates a little bit. But there's a couple of things you could probably do, Michael. One is you could take something that would help your pancreas function a little more relaxed. Not necessarily like digestive enzymes. You're not lacking any of that.
Okay.
But you do have some excessive gas in the colon, and I'm trying to see, do I think the colon's aggravating the pancreas, or do I think the pancreas is kind of aggravating the colon, and I'm not sure which, but there is a connection between the two. So food choices may be appropriate here.
Okay.
I think I'll go out on a limb here. Something's irritating your pancreas, and that's causing this tenderness to the right side, because there's a bit of a swelling going on with your pancreas. So if we were to push on your right side or palpate you, you would probably be tender. Now, not all the time, but you would be tender. And then this pancreas, because no one's treating it, is starting to affect your colon.
Okay.
And so you've got a nerve. You've got nerves that are irritated. So the nerves are not the problem. They're just a symptom. They're irritated. So we have to calm down the pancreas. That would be the first thing I would do with you. Talk
okay.
to a doctor of your choice about how do you calm down a pancreas.
All right.
See, if it was your stomach organ, sometimes you take Maalox or some over-the-counter type of thing, or an herb, some kind of an herbal remedy to calm down the esophagus or the stomach or even the colon. But the pancreas, I don't know.
Okay. But yeah, that's definitely. And what I thought was interesting, you talked about if you pushed on it, it was tender. Yeah, if you push on my right side right there, yeah, it's tender to the touch.
That's a little bit of an irritation you have there, and those nerves are being irritated by it. That's what you're actually feeling, are the nerves. And so we just have to get rid of that tendered swelling, and the nerves will relax.
Okay.
You won't feel them anymore. I don't think it's a serious thing.
Okay.
But I would look into it.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely will. And I appreciate it. And that's awesome. I appreciate your looking at it. That's why I was like, man, I don't want to go first, but, you know, I thought, okay, because, you know, sometimes I run out of time, and I thought, well, I need to look at it, because I just didn't know what was going. You know, you know, when you just have a medical condition that they can't diagnose or nobody's telling you what's going on, it can drive you crazy, you know, trying to figure
Absolutely.
Out what it is.
Drive you crazy, or put the fear of God in you. You're wondering, you know,
yeah.
Oh, my God, am I dying of something and nobody can help me?
Right.
And in
yeah.
many cases, that's not it. You know, it's funny, but when people start asking me questions, sometimes I can't quit reading them. I've got to actually check out here. You know, I got to
right.
just put the delete button in there. But you might have your problem may be more beverage than actually food related. Too much caffeine, too much Coca-Cola, something like that.
Yeah, you're totally yeah. You're totally right. Because I drink a lot of caffeine drinks, and when I was drinking water, I drank water for a while. When I was drinking water, it wasn't as tender. So I would say, I would say that that's what's causing it. It's more related to what
more
I'm drinking.
Liquid
yeah.
to me than food. So it wouldn't hurt you. You know, this isn't going to cost you nothing. Just quit drinking your high levels of coffee and caffeine.
Right.
Even what do you call it? Cokes. I can't think of the word I want now. But incidentally, that's not uncommon. When I read, I sometimes can't think of a simple word because reading just it. You know, if you were to watch me, you'd say, "Gee, you make it look so easy," and I'd say, "Well, that's because it is." But it there's such a quick, deep focus that what I do. That it seems to scramble my brain for a minute, you know, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, you know, what? I forgot my first name, for God's sake, you know. So.
Right, yeah. I can totally relate to that, because, like, when I do what I do, yeah, it's, you know, I tell people, it's like, okay, don't talk to me for a while, because my brain is.
That's right.
Yeah.
tell my wife that all the time after doing private readings. I'll say, no, don't ask me anything. Don't talk to me for about an hour or so. I just need to recharge, you know.
Yeah, you need to refocus. So, all right, I appreciate the insight because it was worrying me, because I mean I would go to doctors and they wouldn't find anything, when they came to get me, they thought it was an appendicitis because the pain moved from one side to the other, that's what they were looking at, but mm-hmm. nothing was there. You mentioned that my liver was clear. They did say that. They checked that, and they said that was okay. So you were right on with that. I was just verifying that because you mentioned it, and that's what they said, because they checked mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Good.
And they did look at my stomach. They said that my stomach was okay. They didn't really see a lot there. So those are things that were good. So, all right, are you ready to take another person besides me?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk to whoever's on 720. Say your first name for us, please. Hi.
Hi, this is Ibatar. How are the both of you this evening?
Good.
Fine, thank you.
Okay.
What's your first name?
My name is Ibatar. Ibatar?
Ask her to spell it, Michael, please.
Could you spell... Okay, go ahead.
IBBATAR.
Okay. Did you have a health question, hon?
No, I just wanted to see, what you were picking up when you scanned my energy.
Okay, well, I thought this might come up because it comes up almost every time I do interviews. But in order to answer a question as she's asked, which is, in other words, she doesn't have a specific question like you did, Michael.
Uh-huh.
She just wants to know, what do I see? Well, I have to scan a person very similar to an MRI. I start at the top. I kind of scan them down through the front, down through the back, and then I work my way in and out. And it takes an enormous amount of energy or focus and about 20 minutes. And it's very tiring, so I don't do it anymore. The only time I do it is when I'm forced to, and that would be for, like, infants. A mother or a father or a doctor would ask me about an infant.
Right.
They obviously can't speak to you, and they're crying, and all tests are negative. So let's see what Jay thinks. But, then you have to scan. Otherwise, I avoid it anymore. And, of course, for radio, there's no time.
Right. Yeah. And so, Avatar, we're sorry, but do you have a medical? Is there anything medical going on with you?
Well, I was told that I had a heart murmur and that I was. I think my digestive, my colon may be prolapsed.
What's your age, hon?
59.
Did you say 5'9"?
Yes.
59. Okay. Well. I don't know about the prolapse part of it, but there is a colon issue with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking to see if it was serious or not. The heart issue that you mentioned is not serious today,
mm-hmm.
But your the condition in which you keep your heart in is going to be very, very critical for you. So you have to, you're going to want to pay attention to a very strict type of diet, cardiologist. Always go see your cardiologist once a year, have your test done, so that you keep the cholesterol levels down, you keep the oxygen and the blood flow wide open for your heart. Because you're just one of those people that are going to have to keep an eye on it. It mm-hmm. may be a hereditary thing in your family. And so don't neglect your diet or your heart.
Okay.
As far as your prolapsed, you said colon? Is that what the term you used?
Yeah, my colon.
Wow, they told you it was...
No, nobody never told me. Nobody never told me that. I just thought it was.
Oh, okay.
Based on what I was experiencing, yeah. Nobody ever told me that.
Okay, yeah, I can't say I've heard that term in regards to colon before, but it may definitely exist. I just haven't heard it. But I don't know if you have anything of that nature, but you do have colon issues, and they may even be intestinal issues as well. You have a nervous digestive tract to begin with. Anything at any moment can set it off. Probably suffer from diarrhea because anything can set it off. There's all kinds of remedies for this to keep the colon and the intestines healthier. You might want to talk to a naturopathic doctor or even a internal medicine doctor or read up on some of this about something that you can take to keep the soft tissue of your digestive tract needs more nutrition.
Okay.
It needs to be healthier nutritional-wise.
Okay.
Okay. Your diet's not helping your nutritional side at all. So you might have to take something that would keep you more healthier from a nutritional standpoint for the digestive tract. And then
I just ordered some enzymes and barley. It's like it has a lot of barley in it. I just ordered some of that.
Okay. The enzymes isn't a bad idea, but you need more than that. You need more nutritional values.
Okay.
And there are some that are good for digestion, just like there are some that are good for kidney function or whatever. So do a little consultation in regards to that.
Okay.
Okay, my dear?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. All right, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, my switchboard is acting weird, so let me let it.
Oh, wow.
Do it. Yeah, that's the only problem with live radio. Sometimes things don't always go the way you're planning it. So,
and then you're running the board by yourself, huh?
And you get used to doing things a certain way. The one thing that I think is interesting with me, I'm not a creature of change too much. I like things, the way it is. And with me, spirit's always changing everything, because they're trying to get me out of that box and saying, you got to adapt. And I think it's hard for us to do that sometimes too. We get used to a certain thing and it's hard for us to change sometimes, how we look at things. And I think that, going back to what you do with the medical field, because you've been doing this for a while, do you find that people are more accepting than when you first started this with the physicians talking about change? Do you think that their attitudes are changing towards this? Because you've been doing this for a while.
I have. It's opened more doors in the last 10 years than ever before. But again, it has to work. If it works for a physician, they'll use you. There's no reason for them not to.
Right.
They'll use anybody as another opinion if they think that opinion can work.
Right.
So I'm usually that last phone call. They've doctors or even people that call me. Same thing. They've just gone the gamut. They've spent lots of money. They've spent lots of time. They've had, their blood drawn a dozen times, and no one can really put their finger on what's wrong. And
right.
So I try and at least just answer that question. Here's what's the matter. This is what's probably causing it. And this is what you should do to get better. And
right.
It's only by watching their energy shift. If I was to say, what's better for you, aspirin or Tylenol? Well, I'm not a chemist. I don't know what's in either one of them.
Right.
But your energy will shift immediately, more positive towards one than it will towards the other. And so that's when I'll say to you, you should probably stick with the aspirin. It's better for you. Your body will respond to it better, react better, heal quicker than if you were to go to Tylenol. Or, it's hypothetical, but that's how we do it.
Right. Yeah, to adjust. Now, the one thing, and maybe I should have asked you this question, but a few years ago, actually, right before I started doing what I did do now, 2006. I went in. I had blood clots. I had 5 blood clots, and they were all in my lungs. No trace of them anywhere else in my body. My blood specialist said that my blood wasn't accessible to clotting. They took me off all the thinners. To him, I'm a medical. he called me a medical mystery because he couldn't never figure out what caused the blood clots, but they were definitely there.
Wow.
Yeah. So that it was interesting, and
they all went away.
They had to put a filter in me. What was actually happening, Jay? They put me on the thinner in the hospital, and usually that works right away. About 48 hours, and they dissolve. What was happening with me? There were more showing up. And so they never did figure out what was causing that, but they had to put a filter in, and I hadn't, I haven't had any problems with them since, but. But yeah, it's those things, and like with the pain in my side, when people get frustrated, what you mentioned, we know there's something going on with us, but we go to medical people and they can't figure that out, so it becomes frustrating. And then you think, okay, is it all in my head? Am I just making stuff up? And you have real pain, and it can become very frustrating. And so I'm glad that, there are people out there like you that can help us realize, hey, okay, it's not all in my head. There is something going on. And that can look at our energy. Because a lot of times I think a lot of our stuff that's going on in our body is hooked to our energy. And if we don't look at that, then it's really hard to get to the cause of what's going on.
You're right. We can have, blocked energy. What blocks your energy, and it's not the whole body, it's just a part of the body that you'll get an energy blockage. And what can cause that is a million, jillion reasons. It can be environmental, it can be stress, it could be diet, it can just be a million things. And you have to open that blockage so that the person feels normal again and gets healthy again, and their immune system gets stronger again. But you also can't forget to deal with the source that closed it in the first place, because then they'll go back and close it again. So you have to deal with the source as well as deal with opening the energy all at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, could you give us your before we take another call here, and we're not going to take a whole bunch more, but could you give us your website one more time, please?
Well, yeah, thank you for asking. It's medicalintuitive.com. That's simple.
Yeah. And it makes it really simple because it's like a lot of times websites, are really long and stuff, and that one's really easy. Medical Intuitive, you can easily remember that. And I would tell people to check it out, definitely check it out, because I've looked at it, and it's an awesome site, so I just thought I'd let you know that. I really like it. Like I said, I know that a lot of times when we do readings, energy pours out. So we're going to take a couple more calls here. So let me go down here and get somebody on air with us. 954, could you say your name or your first name for us, please?
Hello, Michael. This is Ann.
I'm
glad to see that you're okay with all the snow up there.
Yeah, I definitely am. Do you have a medical? Would you like to talk to Jay and get some?
Sure would. Yes.
What's her name again, Michael?
Hello, Ann. Jay. This is Ann.
Ann. Okay. ANN.
Yes.
What's your age, hon?
59.
Okay.
And I can relate to what Michael was talking about. So many tests, and I think half the time they don't. Doctors don't believe there's anything. I've had ongoing gastrointestinal things happening on and off, and also some areas in the female area, and recently diagnosed with a very, very painful condition I've never had before called an anal fissure. And it is really has disrupted my life. It's so painful. I'm wondering what your take is on all this. Also, it's brought my energy very low.
And you said your age was 59?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of, you've got a big loaded question here, because there's a couple of different things going on with you. And a lot of times when I do a reading on somebody, the first thing I see in them, I would say 9 out of 10 times, it's not always absolute, but the first thing I see in their energy is normally the most important thing, and that we need to fix that or address that issue. Once we do that, they're surprised how some of the symptoms they have will start to subside.
Yes.
Now, not every symptom is always not every dot is connected. So you just have to give it time. But as soon as you start talking to me and revealed your age, hon, the first thing I saw with you was an enormous amount of psychological stress in you.
Yes, there is a lot going on right now about many of the conditions of my life that are kind of gone against relaxation and tranquility, let's say.
It's quite important, though, Anne, to be more straightforward with you, because it was so clearly identified with me. So you want to do whatever efforts you can to calm down, relax everything between the ears, and you'll find everything else will start to subside. And then we'll have to, now once that starts, now in other words, what I'm telling you is you have some physical symptoms, some of it's very painful. And I think you're going to see, if we could address the psychological side of you appropriately, you will see some real benefits on the physical side of your pain. It will subside. I'm wanting to know is how much will we get? How much will these physical pains subside in you?
Well, I've been diagnosed with the condition. I had a exploratory test. And are you saying that even though I'm on medication, that perhaps because of the stress, it's not healing fast enough? Is that what you're indicating, or...
Oh, that's not a bad take. That's not really what I'm saying, but that's not a bad thought that you have there. What I'm saying is that the intensity of it is emotionally driven. So if we can calm down the emotional side of you, then you're going to find some of your pain will subside. You won't need the levels of medication that you're on. What I want to know, you know, how much will it subside? 20%, 50%, 80%? Then you'll be left with the absolute, which is the physical problems that you now have developed. You may have developed these physical problems because of the emotional psychological side, and that's not uncommon.
No,
you know,
no.
A lot of times we drive our physical problems ourselves. So.
Right. In today's world, there's so many changing factors. And if you are a person that doesn't like an enormous amount of change all at once or continuous, let's put it that way, and you feel out of control, then your best efforts are not doing anything to change it. Well, yeah, it can manifest that way. And I'm doing what I can as far as meditation and Reiki healing and all that.
For some reason, it's just not enough.
See, no, it's not.
As I was saying earlier, as people are talking, I'm just watching your needle move.
Uh-huh.
That's all I do. I'm watching your energy.
Right.
I wouldn't recognize you if I passed you on the sidewalk.
I'm just
watching your energy. And your energy is not moving real well when you said yoga, tai chi, meditation. You're not getting enough bang for your buck. So you might have to try hypnosis, where they can really relax you. That's the big key with you. We've got to get you to relax your mind. and your worries are going in 100 directions all at the same time.
Yeah, I've been.
We need to get you to relax, maybe from a hypnosis standpoint. Then the hypnosis can then start to dig into what's causing this.
Right,
you know, what has shaken your core? Your inner core has been shaken. You've been scared. You are actually kind of scared of something. I don't mean a person.
Situations that have just about, you know, knocked me down in the last, I'd say, several months since probably summer. Yeah.
And so that's kind of shaking your core, your inner core. Makes you feel vulnerable, so you're scared.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how you look on. That's how your energy looks.
Yeah, I agree with that, sir. You're very accurate.
So what you might want to do, my dear, is let's not worry about the physical side of you too much today. I'm not saying we're not going to worry about it or try and fix it tomorrow. I'm just saying today we want to go after you, everything between the ears, okay?
Okay, sir, and I do appreciate that. You're very right about the about the fear. It's there. It's
okay,
very real right now. Yeah. Okay,
right,
thank you. Thank you, Michael. And
thank you, Ann.
Sir.
All right, bye.
Take care.
All right. Yeah. And that, you know, I found that very interesting because the one thing that I was seeing when you said that you were seeing her needle move using the abilities that I have, I was actually seeing like a needle moving back and forth, so I thought it was very interesting.
What I thought you were going to say was that you were going to use a different type of description, you know, like you were seeing, some kind of a chart or something moving. Because it's crazy how, you know, everybody kind of uses different things for their guide, you know.
Yeah, because it was almost like what I was seeing was sort of those things that they used, musicians used them. Music teacher had a thing that would go back and forth. That's what I kept seeing, something like that moving back and forth. Because everybody sees things differently and approaches things differently, and so that's amazing. Now, your family, another question I have, do they accept all of this, you mentioned your wife, and how does your family and people around you, your friends, how do they look at all of this with you?
Well, my family's pretty honest with me about it. Your friends, you never really know. My family's been very open, very supportive of it, almost surprisingly supportive. My dad, who's passed on now, surprisingly to me, was my biggest fan, my strongest supporter, and actually was the one that gave me the title of my book.
Awesome.
So, it was really, yeah, the whole family's been very supportive. But I don't read my family. I don't read my wife, my children. Someone had asked me one time in front of a doctor, asked me that question, you know, do you read your family? And I said, no,
right.
I can't. I just can't.
Right. Right.
And the doctor turned to me and said, actually, you can. You just choose not to. And I think she was right. You know, I've never met anyone I can't read. And again, that falls a little bit back on that God-given gift thing. I really don't try hard. This is nothing I've ever really wanted to do. I just do it. And as God provides that for me to do it. And so, you know, there's just not going to probably be someone I can't read. That's just probably not going to happen, only because God's will. But when it comes to family, I think we're afraid, we can't stay impartial enough, you know, and you just don't want to find anything bad about your own family. So I've just never even tried to go there. And if I do, I wouldn't be any good at it.
Right, and I'm the same way with what I do. I don't read my family, and I don't read close friends, just because of that same thing. I can't be, I can't keep my emotions out of it. And in case I saw something I didn't like, I'd be like, no, I don't want to see that. I wouldn't be honest. I wouldn't,
you might dismiss it, not even intentionally, you just don't want to hear it or see it.
Right, you just don't want to see it, so you just don't say it. and they might need to hear it, so I can't do my job right.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you're no good at your job. That's right.
Yeah, you know, you can't do your job. You know, we all have abilities, and yours is in this line, mine's in a different line, and we all have different jobs, and we just have to be sure that we can do our jobs impartial and not get our stuff involved in it.
If you think about doctors, I don't know of a doctor that's delivered his own children or had to examine his own wife. I mean, they just don't do it.
No. It's the same thing, I think. You know, they just don't want to, you know, they can't do their jobs because their emotions and their stuff is in the way.
That's right.
They have to keep out of the way. I found it very interesting, you know, your book. You mentioned your book again, so let's focus on your book here. Because you said your dad gave you the title to your book, is that correct?
Yeah, he did. It's kind of funny, but he just I had a whole sheet of paper, and I must have had 35 names, you know, titles on this piece of paper, and
right.
It was starting to drive me nuts, you know. And I had told Dad, you know, about an hour earlier, I said, this is starting to drive me crazy. I don't even know how important it is to have a title. And
right.
He says, well, you know, you'll come up with something. And he hung up the phone, and about an hour later, he called me back. He says, I've got it. And I said, you've got what? He says, your book title. You've got a title for my book. He says, yeah, I really do. The way I see it. Because it's actually the way you see things that no one else can actually relate to. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And so I absolutely told him that I'm going to use it. I'm going to do it. And thanked him for the call. Now, the lady that was helping me do the actual book itself, this medical editor, she liked the idea that I used. She wanted the title to be The Man with the X-Ray Vision because I talk about seeing an X-ray. You know,
right.
People ask me, what do you see? And I say, well, it's black and white, it's blotchy, it's similar to an X-ray because everybody can relate to that because everybody has seen one.
Right.
So it kind of looks like an X-ray, only it's not a still shot. It's moving and floating. It's three-dimensional. I read right through it. Sometimes I use the term burn right through it. Sometimes I'll say I got to catch that Kodak moment because it just flashes real fast, and there it is. And I'm always referring to it as an X-ray. So she says, how about The Man with the X-Ray Vision? And I didn't like it. I thought
right.
it was too Hollywood, you know,
right.
and a little too commercialized and a little bit too arrogant. I just didn't like it. But she says, oh, you've just got to use this. This is a perfect, perfect title. And finally, months later, we compromised. And so the book's called The Way I See It, Health Readings from the Man with X-Ray Vision.
Right.
That's
so you found a place where you guys could compromise a little bit and include
right.
both titles there. So
Yeah, we were both kind of happy at that point, I guess.
Well, it's the main thing is, you know, you wrote the book, so you want to be happy with the title of the book. So,
and surprisingly, you know, the title seems to be so important for some reason, you know.
Right.
And, you know, that leads me to something else I'll talk to you about, and that's people's names. I ask people, we can use Ann, for example, this last
right.
phone call. You know, I'll ask her, what's her name? And she'll say Ann, and I'll say, how do you spell that? Because she may spell it A-N-N or A-N-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Or A-N-N-I-E, Annie. You just never know how they're going to spell their names.
Right.
Michael can be spelled different ways. You know, everybody
right.
can spell, put a spin on their on the way they spell their names. And if I was to say to you, and this is just hypothetical, you may not be like this, but if I was to say to you, okay, Mike, you're 53, what's your health question? You say, I prefer Michael. You could correct me because I said
right.
Mike and you corrected me to Michael. Well, who cares? Nobody cares
right.
except you.
Right.
And that's the part that I think helps your energy come through is that you care about
right.
not only what people refer to you as, but how you spell it.
Right.
And for some reason, you're the only one who cares. or myself or any of these people, we all care about our name, how it's pronounced, and how it's spelled. And
right.
that has something to do with a totally identifying your energy to me, and it just opens wide up. It's like opening a book up, just going,
right.
wow, there it is.
Yeah. And it's the same way, you know, and I find it very interesting that we sort of work in a similar way, because when I do readings, the first thing I ask for people is their name, because I use the same thing. I tap into their energy through their name and through their voice.
And so it's
a vibration. It's a vibration, you know.
You're using the word vibration. It's like a vibration to you?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't have a vibration or anything like that. It's just that X-ray just sitting there.
Yeah,
it's funny, huh? So
yeah,
the vibrations,
it's
depending
like,
on the intensity of them, tells you things. And
yeah, it's just like with you and I talking right now. I mean, because I always read, so it's like, you know, it's like you and I talking. You know, I pick up, you know, stuff about you through your voice and stuff like that. I, you know,
mm-hmm.
I can't explain it. No more than you can explain how you get your stuff. You know, I just get it. You know, people always ask
mm-hmm.
me. They're going, Michael, how do you pick up on stuff? I just go, it's there. You know, I don't know. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how it works. So, but yeah, I just know it does. So, you know, I find it very interesting. And I believe that we're all hooked together. We all have energy in us that all works together with us, and I find it amazing. We'll probably have time to take one more call if you're up for it. We're almost out of time.
Okay, that's a good term. I'm up for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, because I know that it gets tiring after a
yeah.
while. But, okay, let's take one more, and let's say hi to whoever's on the other end of 414. Hi, appreciate your patience. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on with
Hello?
Us. Hi.
Hi, this is Dina.
How do you spell your first name, hon?
Dana.
And what's your age?
45.
Okay. You had a question, a health question?
I do. I have a narrowing in my throat, and I believe it's caused by reflux, and I have stomach issues.
Uh-huh. And you're breaking up a little bit. So, but you said a narrowing in your throat. You mean a physical narrowing, or you just feel it?
You know, there's an actual narrowing just beneath my vocal cords.
Uh huh. And so, go ahead. What's the question?
I believe it's caused by reflux, and I'm wondering what you see as the root cause of the reflux.
Hmm. Well, I almost see it, if we could use this correlation, as a person who stutters. There is a psychological and a neurological connection here, relationship between the two. And in your specific case, because everybody is, you know, different, yours is a little more neurological, a little more physical than it is psychological.
Okay.
I'm not saying that component isn't there, because it is. But I think that you may have a very tight cranium, which is pressing down on the cranial nerves. Also the nerves that go down into the eardrums, down into the jaw, down into the face, that may be affected. What I'm looking at is to see, is it actually the cranium that's doing that or not? Sometimes our cranium gets too tight, and it'll put unnecessary pressure on us. There is a, out of the 12 cranial nerves, there's one called the vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S, I think it is. That nerve has to do with down through digestion. And it can't get to the digestion until it gets down through the throat and down through the esophagus, down through the stomach. So that may all be an element with your with you. But your narrowing, the narrowing is probably never going to, you know, be the normal size. The problem is that if it's narrow, then it's closer to nerves being bothered by it as well. So
okay.
I'm back to more of a neurological issue, not a narrowing issue. Were you born that way?
No, it started 2.5 years ago.
The problem started 2.5 years ago. Do you know whether or not? Do you know whether or not when you were diagnosed that they thought that this was a current occurrence or that you may have had it a long time?
They thought it was current.
Because I actually see the opposite. I think that the last two and a half years or whatever you just said is what brought it to the forefront. In other words, it could have been a virus, some type of a viral infection, bacterial infection. Something could have happened to you where all of a sudden this narrowing that you were born with became an issue and had not been an issue in the past. No one would have known you had it. You didn't know you had it. There weren't any real significant symptoms. Might have been a few hints there, but no significant symptoms. And then all of a sudden something happened to you or you got sick or something, and the doctor says, oh, you've got a narrowing of the throat. But I think you were born that way.
Oh. Is there anything
Probably.
I can do about it?
Probably not, and I don't think you have to. You've functioned 45 years with it. Let's say 40-plus good years with it. Without it really being an issue. The problem is the neurological part of it, I think. Do you get ear infections?
I did, and then it got much worse. That's when it really got worse.
Okay.
The last time
because
I had
this is kind of a connection, hon, that you're kind of helping me validate a little bit of what I'm seeing with you. You have a neurological, I'll use the word disorder, but let's not take that out too far out of term. You have a neurological issue going on, and it is affecting the ears where you would probably get ear infections or some types of hearing disorders and problems, and you know, and you mentioned that you did. That's fine. But I think that's connected to this throat issue. So if we fix the throat and we fix the ear, you're not going to get any better because we haven't fixed the neurological problem. So I'm kind of back to the cranial issue again. Okay, so when we hang up, if you want, you ought to look into cranial massage, cranial manipulation. You know what the cranial is? You know what the cranium is?
Correct.
You do know that the head,
the
soft bones of the head.
Yes.
Yeah, it's. I always use the relationship to. It's like a kid wearing a football helmet. You could walk up to him. And with the palm of your hand, place it on top of his helmet and kind of slide that helmet around his head a little bit. The helmet will move, but yet it protects his head. That's how I see the cranium on us. It's made of very, very micro, soft bones, and it moves and floats as we breathe, as the heart's pumping, as the diaphragm and the lungs are moving. This cranium is moving and floating, and sometimes the cranium will get tight, and it's like you can't move the football helmet. It just isn't going to move. Every time you try and slide it, you move the whole head. His whole body's moving with you because it's too tight. And if your cranium gets too tight, you're putting pressure on a lot of things. One are the cranial nerves, oxygen to the brain, and blood flow, and yours seems to be neurological. So if we loosen the cranium, free that up, get it to float and feel healthy again, I'm wondering if the symptom that you are calling about in your throat doesn't subside.
Great.
There
I will have to check on that. Great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Interesting calls today, Michael.
Yeah, I was like, man, sitting on the edge.
You have some good callers. You've got some great listeners. That's really cool, man. You're doing good.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was like sitting here on the edge of my seat, going, man, that's just awesome. You know, it's like, Because it's the one thing, the reason I do this show, Jay, and the reason I bring people on here is because we all have different gifts, we all work differently, and that's what's amazing about it, you know. And I don't think anybody, no matter who they are, could explain how we do what we do. You know, I think we just do it. You know, it's just like breathing. It's like breathing in and breathing out. You know, we just do it.
That's right. Yeah. And it's not a big deal. You know, don't make it a big deal. It's not a big deal, but it is to people because lots of folks are fascinated with it.
Right.
Because they don't understand it or they can't do it, and so they're kind of fascinated with it. And I understand that element of it as well. You know,
right, yeah.
I just ask people, don't expect me to be, you know, as fascinated with it as you are. But
right.
But I understand that you are, you know.
Yeah, yeah, the fascination and stuff like that. Okay, could you give us before we let you go for the evening, I don't want to let you go, but we're running out of time. But the name of your book... again?
Yes, I would love to, and if I can, I'll throw my phone number in there for folks as well.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
The book is called The Way I See It. It's on my website. You can order it in many ways on the internet. It's not real expensive. You can even order it from my site. And my website is easy to remember. I'm a medical intuitive. My website is medicalintuitive.com. And my phone number, I'll give you the voicemail, so people don't wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to schedule a reading. It's 623-465-0130, and that's also on my website. And they can order readings privately by phone number or just kick me an email, which they can do by my website as well.
Okay. Now, the question I have also, now, do you do people, I mean, I know you're in Arizona, do you do readings face-to-face or do you just basically do them over the phones?
I try not to do face-to-face anymore, Michael. It's too time-consuming for me. And I like to do over the phone. It's quite relaxing for me to do it by phone. There's, you know, you don't have somebody staring at you.
Right.
And, you know, there's just less distraction. Doing it by phone or in person does not affect the accuracy at all.
Right.
It's very relaxing. I can reach more people per day by phone. Distance isn't relevant. Like I say, I read all over the world. It just doesn't seem to be an issue. The only time I do anything in person is if I'm in a doctor's office or I decide to do a seminar, which I haven't done in many, many years.
Right, right. You know. Well, I appreciate you coming on. It's been a pleasure having you here. So you have a great night, and we'll definitely have you back sometime in the future. But thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us and your time with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. It was a nice, great evening talking with you, and I wish you a lot of luck and a lot of success with your program.
Okay, thank you, Jay. You have a good night. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Go to his website. Website is www.medicalintuitive.com. Check it out. Get his book. Edgar Cayce was a medical intuitive. He a lot of people call him the sleeping prophet. He was an amazing person. He wrote down all this stuff. There hasn't, according to research that I've done, I couldn't find anybody else that have published their notes from their readings besides Edgar Cayce until I met Jay. So check his book out. Read them. I'm going to check it out. I'm gonna read it. And if you want to wait until I read it and tell you what I thought of it, you can do that. But I would check it out. You heard him tonight. I believe that he has an amazing ability. I was like on my edge of my seat all the whole night. I was a wonder I didn't fall off of it. It's just an amazing thing. And one thing that I think is really cool on our planet right now is that, you know, the medical people are coming to the realization that we're just more than just flesh and blood. There's something else going on with us. There's an energy source inside of us and opening up to that. And that's an amazing thing. And, you know, the one thing that I see in the future of our world is where, you know, we have more medical intuitives working alongside, you know, doctors and people like that. So it's going to be an awesome place to live as we move forward. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Jay said it. I'm going to say it too. I have amazing listeners, and I appreciate it. One thing that I'm was shocked today, I looked at our numbers for this program, and this month is a short month. I haven't been on very much this month either, and our numbers were off the hook, and it's because of you, and especially the archive listeners. I want to talk to you guys for a minute. The people that never call into the show, that can't listen to me live, I want to say thank you. Because you guys are making this program. Because you guys come here day in and day out and listen to this program. And you're opening up the spirit. Man, I'd like to tear it up. But because I find you guys amazing. And I want you to know that. You know, I don't say that just to be saying it. You should know me by now. I don't say things just to be saying them. If I don't mean them, I'm not going to say it. But you guys are amazing. And I just want you to know it. Because sometimes we forget it. You know, I think that sometimes we forget that we're amazing. You know, sometimes we forget that we're doing stuff, that we have a purpose. And everybody listening to my voice right now, I want you to know something. If you don't know anything else out of this night, get anything else out of this show tonight, I want you to know one thing. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you. You have a purpose. You might not know what that purpose is right now. But you have a purpose. You're not put on this planet just to breathe air. You might not know what your gifts are yet. You might not even know who you are yet. But you're somebody special. You might not be feeling special. I feel like somebody's listening to my voice right now that needs to hear this. Otherwise, I wouldn't be saying it. You might not be feeling special right now, and maybe you're feeling a little down and not even know where you're going. If you need help, my email address is spiritualawakening@ymail.com. My website is www.spiritualawakening.com. Reach out. You know, if you need to talk to somebody, you know, go to my website. There's a phone number. Call it. You know, it goes to voicemail. Like Jay, I'm not going to be woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. But you know, I just want you to know that tonight I care about you, because I think that somebody needs to hear that tonight. You're not by yourself. Okay, you might feel it, but you're not. All right. So if you need me, reach out. If you have medical questions, I know a medical intuitive that can help you, that I actually endorse and believe in at this moment. He was just on the show. You can go to his website at www.medicalintuitive.com. Amazing is all I can say. www.medicalintuitive.com. Check him out. I believe in him more tonight than I did before he came on. So go over there and check him out. All right. He's got an amazing energy too. We'll tell you that. Awesome person. All right. We will be back here Friday. Actually, I will be on air by myself. I will be doing readings on Friday, and I'm going to be talking about stop believing the lies. Okay, you're going to have to tune in to figure out what that is. So that will be Friday's program. Join me Friday, 6 p.m. Central. Saturday, we'll be on air Saturday. We will be on an hour earlier than normal. On Saturday, we normally are on at 2. This Saturday, we'll be on at 1. I have a guest coming on. She's in England, and she will be with us on Saturday. And so check all that out. To find out who's coming up on the show, what's coming up on the show, go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can find all that information there. If you would like to make a donation to this program, if you like what you hear here, and you're going, man, I would like to help out, okay, you can do that. Okay, there's a donation button right there on the website. This is totally supported by you. Okay, and so if you can give anything, you might think, well, I can't give a lot. You don't have to give a lot. A little goes a long ways. So if you would like to be, you know, help out us, that would be great. Okay, and I appreciate it. All right. But again, I want to say thank you so much for listening to this program. Since we've been on air as this program, I get blown away every time by you all. By the love that you show me through being here. Because I can feel your energy. I might never meet you. I might never, ever get to see you face to face. But if I want to say one thing to you tonight. Thank you for being you. You be you. I'll be me. And together we'll get there. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And the best is yet to come. So, see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Yolanda, won't you sing the song?